phone, getting ready for Milwaukee Indy Fest this weekend. IndyCar driver Justin Wilson, how you doing, man?
I'm great, thanks. Yeah, just can't wait for this weekend to get started.
All right, now you actually one of, I don't know, I guess one of the more experienced IndyCar drivers just due to the time you spent in F1 with Minardi and whatnot. What's kind of the comparison between the two driving experiences there?
Very similar in some ways, but very different in others. You know, the F1 environment is it's just, I don't know how to describe it. You know, very focused, very, some ways lonely, but IndyCar is a lot more open and friendly, especially for the fans. You know, much fan-friendlier environment where the fans can come in and see the cars and see the drivers, and so it's a more relaxed atmosphere. But when we got on the racetrack, it's just as fierce and competitive, and you know, it's a lot of fun to race IndyCar.
Now, is the food better in Monaco or in Milwaukee?
I gotta say it's better in Milwaukee. You know, it's slightly different. You know, one is wine and cheese, and the other one is cheese and bots.
I was good. You don't get much bratwurst on the French Riviera, apparently.
No, I mean, not too many served on your yacht in Monaco.
Yeah, there we go. All right, now you're actually, I believe you're still the tallest driver in Formula One history, and I believe the tallest driver in IndyCar history. How rough is that? Because this is not exactly a tall man sport.
No, being tall doesn't help you in this sport. Makes it tight to fit in the car for a start, but also you got the weight that you got to accelerate and decelerate and turn. So, the weight's not good. And just fitting in the car so you can turn the wheel, as I said, is the hardest part. So, wish it was a little bit easier, but it's how it is. Unfortunately, now with the new Indy cars, a bit more room, and it's possible. So, it's not something I think about and pride myself on being the tallest, but I guess I am, so I can't change it, and I just want to win races, and that's what it's all about.
Well, I mean, it's not like you know what it would be like to be a shorter driver anyway, man. So, all right. Now, you're, of course, in Milwaukee this weekend, Milwaukee Indy Fest going on. Tell me a little bit, what are your thoughts on the circuit in Milwaukee?
Great track here at Milwaukee. I love driving it. It's a very challenging circuit because there's not much banking to help the car turn, so you've got to get the setup just right, and it's fast. We're doing a mile every 21 and a half seconds, so a lot is happening at those speeds, and you've got to react. And in the race itself, the car is going to change a lot. You've got to stay on top of the balance of the car so you can be quick the entire race, and it's fun. I mean, when the car is balanced and going well, it's the most fun you can have. You're passing people, you're able to do things that you shouldn't normally do, but if you've missed on the setup and you're struggling, you got a little bit of push, or even worse, the car's loose around a 1 mile flat oval, it turns into a very long race, and so we're all going to be working hard trying to get that balance just right for the race itself. And you want to qualify well, because with these short laps, you can get laps pretty quickly.
Now, do you prefer the ovals or running the road courses?
I like doing both. I grew up racing on the road courses, but I enjoy the ovals, especially ones like Indy and Milwaukee. Both don't have too much banking, so you really got to drive the car through the corner. So I enjoy them all, and that's why I like IndyCar racing. Is you have to learn to adjust and adapt to every situation.
Now, I would not be doing my job as a DJ in Sheboygan County if I didn't ask, what's it going to take to get you guys back up to Road America one of these years, huh?
I wish we could. I think every driver would like his to race at Road America, but I don't know what involved with that to make that happen. As a race driver, that's one of the tracks you want to go and race at, and I think the IndyCar would be a lot of fun around there.
Yeah, well, we do miss you guys up here, but that's all right. We can all get down to Milwaukee this weekend once again. Saturday qualifying, and Sunday is the big Indy race, and the Indy Fest festivities going on. Now, you're down there. I'm up here. What have you seen so far that they have set up for the weekend?
Yeah, I'm actually stood inside the track right now, and they've got a lot of activity going on as they're building everything up and getting it ready for the weekend. You know, they've got the Ferris wheel set up, so the fun fair is here. It's going to be a good atmosphere. You know, besides the racing on the track, you've got, you know, things for the whole family here on the infield, and hopefully it should be a good time.
All right. Thanks a lot for taking the time, Justin. Once again, Milwaukee Indy Fest this weekend. You can win your tickets today, ticket window Thursday. And, of course, you can buy those tickets at MilwaukeeIndyFest.com. Best of luck to you, Justin.
Thanks, Mike. We'll speak to you soon.
All right. Thanks.